Yeah.
We back.
What's good, people? Listeners out there. This is the Finished Verse Brand Podcast, Milk versus Solid Food. And We back. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm excited. Sooner this week, man. So that's a plus.
Yeah, definitely sooner. We was late in the week and late at night of that day. But you know, we here, man. We here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to everyone that that support and give us tips and tune in.
We hope shout out to y'all.
Yeah, we hope we give hope to the hopeless on this night and some convictions, and we hope it's entertaining for y'all to listen to, man.
That too, man. Let's get into it.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Smooth, man. No complaints. It's finally really turning over, man. It's been some cool mornings. I'm thankful for that, man, because it's killing off a lot of mosquitoes. So super clutch, man, for me. Other than that, still maintaining, doing things on purpose, man. Spending time with the wife and kids, making sure that I'm reading, trying to work out, man, and trying to cram as much as I can do in my day, man, as far as being productive.
For sure. You know, is the season is turning over when you got to wake up early and get that frost off your window by turning on the heat. You got to defrost it. Yeah, man.
We haven't had that yet, man. It hasn't been as cold, man.
What?
I remember. Last year, the heater core blew out, man, on my police interceptor.
I like how you said that, my police interceptor.
that wind blew. I mean, the heater core blew out, man. I had, like you just said, man, cold mornings, frost on the windows. Gosh. You want to get a head start, man, and warm the car up. That's what I did. I come back out, it's still frost on the windows. I'm like, man. I'm thinking it's just foggy on the inside, man.
Yeah, that happens too.
And when I smelled that coolant, I was like, no, I knew it because I had a blown heater core before. And I remember when I mashed the gas and I left Capitol Street in a fog, man. Because it's already like negative. I remember it was negative 28 that day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm on my way to work. And that's with the wind chill, you know?
I'm with you.
And, it was. I'm talking about, I got one window rolled down. I got the scraper.
What'd you have on, though, cuz? I know you was layered.
I was layered, man, as a mailman. I'm always layered. That wasn't the issue.
Negative 28?
Negative 28, man. And I'm always bundled.
I would've kept my side like I'm about to go skiing.
That's how I look, man. All I was missing was the goggles.
Oh, my gosh.
All I needed was the goggles, man. So, it's officially back. Indiana's weather is weird, man. The squirrels are confused. the trees are still green. Like, Indiana goes from 0 to 100 quick. Like, you ever noticed that, though, Jay?
It was just, last Tuesday, it was 80.
Right.
I was outside. I took my PE class outside. For real. And now look.
that don't make no sense, man. So,
but the squirrels is confused.
The possums, all the rodents are confused. My wife told me, she said, I seen two chipmunks galloping in the grass. I'm like, man, the squirrels don't know what to do, man. They like, look. But not to get on, because my son always asks me and his mom about squirrels, man. Like, where? Look, mine. That's a squirrel's nest. Like, how you know what? I ain't never seen a squirrel's nest before, but he seen one. But the squirrels are capitalizing, though, man. So for all of y'all that be setting pumpkins out on y'all porches, man, I see.
Oh, like, yeah, the raccoons, too. Man.
The raccoons, too. They eating good. They say, yes. It's fall, so they got the pumpkins out, man. So they eat them seeds up good.
Hey, back on the car real quick. I remember I was working at this factory, and I worked at overtime, man. So I'm off at 3 a.m. Super frosty outside, but my heat didn't work. My heat didn't work. So I had to take a true story. I had no scraper. I'm out there. I'm just, hey, stuck. So I took a CD case, right?
Classic.
I ain't even care if I scratched the window. And I did. Man, I got to scraping the ice off, right? But you know, when you scrape the ice off, you still got another problem. It still get a little foggy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, hey, what you do is, man, drive around the parking lot a little bit, let that engine warm up. And that windshield, like the bottom part of that windshield, like probably like from the bottom to like the middle, and it start to frost in because of the engine, man, and you good to go. And I, you know, but hold on, I don't had it another night, man. I just ain't wait. So I scraped off like the left side, you know, where I can see at. And this is so illegal because I got an accident, but I'm still here. So look, hey, I scraped off with the CD case, like my side, the driver's side of the windshield, and the rest of it was just the frost, you know, frosty, cuz. So I don't had them too, man. The humble beginnings, cuz.
I used to hold my breath, man, so it wouldn't frost up in the inside, man. I was breathing through my dome.
I ain't never did that, though.
Yeah. Because I didn't let my engine roll up, man. So I just took a deep breath, bro. Like I was in a bank vault or something, man. I'll take a light breath, man, so it wouldn't fog up. So I had one hand on the steering wheel, and then I had my hand tucked in my sleeve and wiping the inside off, man, while I hold my breath. So
man.
It wouldn't fog up. So, yeah, humble beginning.
For real. Hey, man, I'm putting no pumpkins outside, man. Raccoons coming. I got a phobia. If you know me, I got a phobia of raccoons, I think. People still be making fun of me, man. My wife do. The kids at the school be making fun of me. I can't stand no raccoons, bro.
Yeah, I make two of us, man.
Shoot. I remember, man, me and my brother, we had a Doberman. Kane. Kane died. He's dead now, though, but we had Kane. Kane was so vicious. Like, if he ain't know you, he barking at you. And, yeah, he just overprotective. Kane didn't play that, man. Kane would chase bike tires, bro. Like, Kane didn't play. So, we playing basketball, like, at our next-door neighbor house, man. Our basketball rolled to, like, the backyard. It looked like a wooded area. It was just, like, tall trees, tall grass, everything. I was like, man, Levi looked at me. That's my brother. I looked at him. I said, man, let's go get Kane. I ain't going back there. And it was dark. So, we went back. Man, we went to go get Kane, right? All I heard was, we go in the back. All I heard was, I was like, I heard it. And then I heard my dog Kane go, whoop, whoop, whoop. Kane ran back inside. True story, he retreated. This tough dog, man. And we ain't never get our ball back. That's true story. It was like, man, it was a family of raccoons in the back, man. They held it down. Come back here if you want to. What's up?
Retreat.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, that's nuts.
Yeah, I got all type of stories from the raccoons, man. And they ran. My uncle Brett fought one. Man, he was on the porch.
How you fight one, though, man?
Man, my uncle Brett was on the porch of my grandma's house reading his book, minding his business. It was a bush right in front of our porch. Man, one popped up out of the bush. My uncle popped up. He swung. Threw the book. The raccoon stayed in his place. Gangster. Stayed in his place, man. Like, what's up? Do something. So my uncle, like, man, he throwing stuff at the raccoon. The raccoon not moving. My grandma look out. Me and my grandma look at the door. I scared. I was like, man, I was ready to call the cops. Like, and my grandma just laughing. She watching through the screen door just laughing, man. She laughing. Yeah, jeez, man. Yeah, so raccoon's gangster, man.
Yeah, you learned that just being basically in apartments, man. That's
because
you knew it was trash day or the night before trash day, man, because they would be out there deep. We talked at least, especially in Centennial, man, where I grew up at in the fort. Trash day, man, it'd be at least 16 of them out there. I counted 16 of them out there. They all fat and wobbly. I seen one like a month ago, man, on the route. I was delivering on by IUPUI campus, man. And then, you know, the apartments look good on the outside, man, but you know, it's a lot of international students that you know, come to school here, and I seen one in the tree. I just looked up and I just seen one mugging me. I said, man, come on. So you already know I'm paranoid. Mm-hmm. Well, you about to jump on my head and scratch my eyes out, you know.
Hey, yeah, man. You ever take out the trash and you stop about, I'm going to say about a good 10 yards in front of the dumpster.
And fling it.
And run back in the crib.
Yeah, I would. Hey, I Brett Favre mine in there.
Man, hey, it don't be sometimes I missed the trash can, but I left it on the ground till the morning time because I was like, man, if I go over there, I'm getting jumped by them raccoons.
Man, you let the garbage man earn his keep.
Oh yeah, I for tried. Sure. I tried it. For sure, man. That's what, man, see, when you from the city, man, you from the inner city, and you ain't been around no animals like that. Straight
and
up.
And it goes into just knowing your environment, man, and what not to do. In essence, man, we was learning discernment at an early age, man, from just the small things, you know. Just, you had your head on the swivel when you was around certain animals. Like today, man, I delivered on the west side of the city, man. Sugar Grove, Street 22nd, Dexter. Mm-hmm. Almost, it looked like I was going to catch the fade. That's fighting for some of y'all.
Yeah. But,
you
know,
my color folk over there. I took the wave cap off, had the vest on and all of that. So I'm spinning out there. Just want to make that clear. I'm spinning out there. And it's some color folk over there, basically, man. So they fighting in the street. They got the basketball in the street. No net. They all fighting, cracking jokes, smoking weed. Got their
own
there. 211. It's liquor now, malt liquor.
Yeah.
And I'm pit bulls with three chains on them with the padlock around the collar. I said,
they don't get no blacker than that.
It don't get no blacker than that. And the woman got mad in the house. Who is that dog barking at like that? Oh, it's the bell, man. So I call this, you know, the European head nod. Because, you know, the brothers, man, we lift our head up real quick to greet each other.
Yeah,
That's just universal amongst us. But, you know, when you got different cultures, you just nod your head down.
Yo.
I nod my head down. Like, hey, what's going on, family? And I'm keeping it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody at the station, they don't like doing this route, man. It's 208 just because that's basically... That's a rough area. I mean, they didn't have shootouts over there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mailman got a duck down for cover. So I made sure I delivered my route quick today before I went over there. I said, I'm not going over there when dusk hits. I got a shop light on top of my hat, man, so I can see in the dark. I said, no, not on 208. And they laughed at me this morning, but they said, hey, Doug, you got to go to the west side. Man, my heart dropped, bruh. Oh, not today. I said, you can't find me like that. I'm like, boss man, that ain't even in my area. I got to drive 20 minutes across town to deliver over there, man. You ain't got nothing close? Not today, Doug. I'm like, all right, bet. So after you and I got off the phone and I spoke to my wife, man, I was speed walking on my route. And I got over there, man, right before the dogs got up. Oh, And I don't think my manager listened to this, so I'm going to say it. I had to cut some mail. What we mean by that, I ain't really delivered the advertisements. I had like 30 minutes to go. I get on this one particular strip. I think it's called Rembrandt or something like that. I seen a Rottweiler loose going through the alley. I said to myself, up, there goes the day, gentlemen. I locked up shop and headed back to the office, man. I'm not playing out there. Like, I don't even feel comfortable having the mace that they give us, man. Like, if that was my route, I'm going to Amazon. I'm ordering bear mace, bro. I call that Steph Curry because that shoot 30 feet. So I could have hit it from the truck, man. At least 30 feet
mailman
away.
Walls. I might have mailman walls.
And it's Christmas season, so
yeah.
I'm not playing no games this year. I'm like, if I gotta go on the hood part, I'm delivering that first when it's daylight, cause I'm not gonna be out in the dark, man, looking for stray dogs to run up on me, man. I'm 6'6", I weigh 170, I'm skinny. I'm out. They may be like, whatever, if you get in contact with a dog, don't run. Use the satchel. Man, I'll run, Josh.
We all do. I'll run.
Yeah. And I'm quicker than the dog. I know I am. Those first 10 steps are mine. And I'm looking for a car or a fence. I'm sorry going rant like this, though, man. But
No.
I'm preparing myself, man, for the week to come. Preparing myself, man.
You got to. So the West Side, you got to look in the mirror and talk yourself.
If your hood pass, best to be valid.
I was about to say, though, Melman kind of get a hood pass on the low.
We really do, because they know touching us is like touching the cop. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you get that 5 years fan time minimum.
Government property.
Government property, you know. So, whew, I'm cool. But yeah, bro, hopefully they'll try to spend that on me tomorrow, Lord willing.
Man, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. That's hilarious. Hey, I don't been chased by a dog, man. Actually, hold on. I got another story. Hold on. Before I even say that. My brother Levi, man. Levi got stitches. I think it was in his arm, man. Rottweiler chased him. It was like an old school Beetle with a sunroof, man. And Levi hopped on the car, fell right through the windshield. And man, the glass cut him all up, man. The dog didn't get him though. But yeah, man. And I always hop on the car. That's my first instinct. I'm getting on the truck. Somebody come outside and they
that too. A car or a fence, man. As long as I got something in between us, man, I'm good.
I don't hit a dog with a bat. And I love dogs. It's just the stray dogs. I don't walk down my neighborhood and a stray dog chase me, man. I'd take my belt off, man. And, you know, I got to swinging. Shout out to B Finch, because he was with me too. My boy Brandon.
Yeah.
Down in Zinga, man. I don't got to swinging. Like, I used to walk everywhere. I used to always keep a belt on. Okay, and that's for anybody, you know. I was like, man, I walked through the wrong neighborhood. Okay, somebody tried to do something to me. At least I could use this belt. And I always had a big belt buckle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm swinging it from the other end. So you get hit with the buckle. Yeah, man.
Right.
That was my weapon. I ain't had no mace, but. Kevin Fry know about the belt. My cousin Kevin. We both.
Shout out to Kev, man. Good time in Ohio, man.
Yeah. Kev, he was with me at the time. We both took our belts off, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Rest in peace, Amalu. My boy Jacob Amalu. You know what I mean? One of our guys from Africa, straight from Africa, man, passed away. Couple years ago,
man. So a lot of our friends, man, are getting out of here, man.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. And I say unfortunately because me as a believer, through my Christian scope, I'm always saying to myself, like, man, do they know Christ? Do they know Jesus? Absolutely. What do they believe? Like salvation? Like, you know what I mean? Just those questions. Salvation. May God my, you know, hope is the anchor, you know, that faith is attached to, man. And I'm always saying to myself, like, man, I hope God has mercy on that person's soul. Mercy on my soul. Like, I'm just, my human nature is always thinking like that, man. And we are losing a lot of our friends and people that we knew.
Yeah, man.
You want to talk about somebody else that just passed?
I'm not sure if it's safe to say the name, but I'll just be quiet on it. You know what I mean? But this individual that passed away, man, this was like my last fist fight in high school. And it was a whack fight, man. I don't know what occurred in that time, the weekend before, you know, school started. But it was a lot of tension going on. I can't really think fully of the story. I know bits and pieces, but that's not the main point. But he and I got into it, and I remember just like yesterday. I remember when the individual walked past, and I was sitting on this countertop, man, at school, and I had some of my friends that I grew up with, man. We was all on this thing, because if you ever been at Hardy, man, we had pits for for our lockers or whatever, man. So imagine,
pardon me,
how can I explain it? Imagine, you know, walking downstairs, and then it's basically four squares. They're called pits. You just walk down them, and then there's lockers or whatever. But if you walk up the stairs, there's countertops that you can sit on looking down into the pits. So I'm sitting on the counter, and the individual mugged whoever was involved in the weekend's incident, man, that said, you know, all y'all some busters. He said the P word, you know, and he looked at all of us and I called his name back and said, man, you know, what you talking about? And, you know, his reaction was, what? What's up, dear? And I looked at him. I turned my head and looked at everybody that was on the wall, and I swung. But it was like a no-look pass. I'm still looking at everybody on the counter, but my hand just guided to his face. And I swung like maybe seven times, like a combo. And I was surprised that I did it. True story. So I end up hugging him, basically. And he hugged me, too. And he basically slammed me or went forward.
Because he a big dude. He was a big boy.
Yeah. So
shoot,
I'm tall, bro. So my head hits the corner of the counter, and I immediately blacked out. And he got a couple of punches off. I didn't feel a thing. Next thing I know, I woke up. I'm in the nurse's office or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom was called. I got to the house, and I think he ended up getting locked up. But I got a phone call from some relatives or from some cousins, and then they just went off on me. Because that's basically a cousin of mine in a sense, too. That's how close my family and his family are.
Mm.
And it was squashed immediately. And then when he got out some months before, I remember like the following weekend, I went over to a group of cats' house that I was cool with at the school at Hardy. And I remember I got word from him while he was at Will Youth Center, like, hey, it's squashed. Don't even worry about it. And it was over with from there. But yeah, my cousins had snapped on me as well. And then I remember when you moved here, Jay.
Yeah.
We went to
the raid, right?
No. This is the story you don't know about.
Okay.
You was there. The first game we went to, man, was Harding, I think, versus Southside.
Yeah.
And it was it was Southside versus Harding. And I remember, man, people looked at you crazy because you had on what, man? You had like a green, a neat tee, a blue fit.
It was a Jabot fit. Hold on, let me clarify. Okay. It was a Jabot fit. I just looked casual. I looked like I was about to go work out, man. I looked like I was warming up to play basketball,
basically.
You
was basically being introduced to like the nightlife in the fort, because anywhere that you go in the fort, man, you get dressed from head to toe. You gotta come with the best fit. So anyway, there was a group, man, that was named out, you know, Dipset basically was the group that we all looked up to when we were, you know, 2000 group, Cameron, you know, Freaky Zeke, Jim Jones, Joel Santana. That was the group, man. So, you know, there was a group of cats, man, that took that persona and ran with it. And they pulled it off, man. They was really that, man.
They definitely did.
And, anyway, he was a part of that, though. And I remember they had walked in. We were sitting upstairs and they had walked in and he was with them. You didn't know this, though, Jay, and we caught eyes, man, and we locked eyes for at least 5 to 10 seconds, and there was another individual that I won't say his name on here either, but I was like, hey, man, ask such and such, man, is everything cool and squashed? He said, man, we ain't even knowing that, man. We just trying to dress and get right. I said, cool. Then as we fast forward and we went to the rave, man, I don't know what movie we went to go see, but we end up walking up on each other. He had his fist balled up. I didn't have mine balled up, man. And I remember speaking, and we laughed and squashed it right there.
That's what I remember. And I knew about the situation because you told me. I was like, all right. And then this fist was brought up. And then, yeah, that situation. Y'all squashed it like, man.
And I didn't even know the principle behind that. But, you know, now that we speak, man, from a biblical standpoint, you know, it says a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yeah,
and that's basically what had happened. You know what I mean? Because when we start naming names of who we was related to and how we came up,
yeah,
he got snapped on just like I did. and it was ended there, you know. And I screenshotted you something on the private note and sent that to you as well.
I did, man.
Because, you know, I got a cousin that's hurt by that, man. That had that took a picture with him on, you know, it was a picture of him, and it was real tight, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically a little bro. Like, we the same age in a sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He, you know, he's my cousin. And all my cousins right now on that side are really hurting for him right now, man. And it's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, I was hurt too. I didn't, that was just bad news just hearing that, man.
Back on what you said, man, about the soft answer, Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible on your part, live at peace with everyone. And
exactly.
And I didn't know about the time at the basketball game or the time when you said your cousins snapped on you, like, hey, this family, man, you can't be fighting family, you know what I mean? Right. And, you know, those were all situations for you to make peace with that man. You know what I mean? Yep. So, at the game, him reaching out from the, you know, from jail when he got locked up, you know, saying, hey, we squash him, the same thing again. Because that's how attention goes, though, especially in the high school level, man. Stuff gets squashed, but, like, it still be in front of people, man, in high school now.
And it could have been escalated, though.
Definitely
had cell phones now, because that could have been recorded, and then I could have used that to let that harden my heart even more, just watching it and watching it and watching it, and then seeing, you know, what was said afterwards and that nature. But when he and I got snapped on, and this is, I remember a part of our conversation at the rave, man, he was like, bruh, I wasn't even talking to you. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, so it was stupid from the start.
It was stupid from the start, man. So, you know, I mean, you take the good with the bad, and I kind of praise God for his sovereignty and providence.
For
now,
sure.
I don't know how things would have happened, though, but for the students that listen to this as well, too, I was just taking up a seat at Hardy at the time being, man. I was basically just one way, a step away of just walking out and dropping out of high school. So that incident right there got me to go to alternative school, Ombudsman in New Haven, where I shaped up, man, because it goes back to one of our first podcasts where my mom snapped on me and my Uncle Leroy, too. You know, like, bro, you know you need those credits to graduate, right? What are you doing? And then it goes back to when my mom put me in the car and took me around, kind of like that scared straight. You're going to be out here shaking the can. You're going to be holding a cardboard sign. You're going to be going from motel to motel to sleeping under bridges if you don't get it together. And that right there was a wake-up call. So I took being at that alternative school as a second chance. You know what I mean? And I turned it around, and that's when my grandparents, and that all in that time frame, and they spoke to me, you know? And I remember one of the guidance counselors, or he might have been the assistant principal, Mr. Fullove, or the dean, I think. He said, I remember when I had walked back from the nurse office, because my mom had, you know, she was there at the school to pick me up after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, she was sitting outside, and I'm in the locker pit, and here come Mr. Fullove, and he's looking down from me at the countertop. He said, you know, this your last time being in the school, right? Mm. I said, yeah. He said, what you gonna do?
Mm.
And I gave him some you know, prideful answer. Oh, I'm gonna see him out there in the street. So you're going to go lose your life. So you're going to lose twice. You're going to lose your life out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, whatever, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to handle it when I get out of here. And that's when I remember my mom saying, you know, on the ride home, you know, I'm just preparing for your funeral. So I know what you about to go do. But that was just out of ignorance on both of our ends. Because I didn't know that he and I were connected family-wise. So... Yeah. You know, God worked that out behind
for
the scenes.
Sure.
But
sovereignty.
It could have escalated, but it didn't. And there's been a lot of times in my life, man, where things could have escalated. But, you know, when people know you from going to school, like, you know, Courtney ain't really on that, man. You just a silly, goofy dude that, you know, you was just more of an attention seeker, but you were just cool with everybody, man. So you really don't have a track record, man, of really being about catching the fade. You were just always around the danger, but you wasn't in the danger. You wasn't doing the foolishness, even though you was foolish. So, yeah, you know, that right there was some things that I always reflect on, man, and I just praise God for where I'm at now, because, you know, my wife just said, you know, moments ago before we did the podcast, she said, man, you know, after hearing that news, she said, man, well, where would you be at if you were to still be in Fort Wayne? You know, and I couldn't answer that. You know, I said, I don't know. But I'm glad I'm here with you, though. You know, I got to butter her up. You know, I'm glad I'm on the crib. I'm glad I'm at the house, though, you know. I'm in a warm crib. Bill's taken care of, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, yeah, like you said earlier, Jay, the prayer is, man, is that, Lord, because from a Christian standpoint, and we'll go into some doctrinal truths here, you know, God died on the cross, man. And, you know, just to really give it Bible, man, you know, it says in 1 Corinthians, it says that for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is of the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. So to me, you know, hearing the gospel, man, was evident. It came at an opportune time. But, you know, my question from a human standpoint is, all right, Lord, what about those that reach out to you? Because it's only by your will and your grace that they can reach out and seek after you, you know, from, okay, who is Jesus? I want to know you. You know, that only comes from you pricking their heart. So even if a person in our mind doesn't fully turn the leaf as we think they should, boxing them in, because we don't know what they're doing in their personal life, man, even though they're fighting many demons and they're trying to really cope with life as best as they can by going to carnal things. It's kind of like how the body, you know, you got spiritual malnutrition, where most people who eat a lot are really thirsty for water. Yeah. You know, you should really drink water rather than feeding your body a lot of food.
Yeah.
So you should really be feeding your spirit, you know, the word of God, praise and worship, you know, and honoring God. But what they don't know how to convey that. And then when it comes to this standpoint of when life takes an abrupt turn and they don't have a second chance, will you have mercy on this individual? And that's why it's comforting to hear the, you know, the Apostle John in Revelation say that there was a number that he couldn't even number that were in heaven. So for people who are quick to exit people out, oh, they're not going to heaven. You don't know that. You'll be surprised you're going to be up there when you get up there. You know, you just keep running the race and having endurance, man, fight the good fight of faith, because you never know. Yeah. And I think it's important that, you know, you and I, Jay, is having this platform. People that don't go to church, we're the closest thing to Christ that they will ever see if we're living out this truth. You know what I mean? Because we're visually walking this life out. You know, like you said in the word, man, you know, we do our best to live at peace with everybody. You know, we're not going to compromise, but we pick our spots when to tell the truth and when to present the gospel. So I think it's always important when you have people, you know, loved ones, even individual that passed away that I know of, I love that individual, you know, with the love of Christ. So it doesn't bring me joy. Oh, well, we fought years ago. Ha ha, he's out of here. No, man, my heart breaks for that.
For
sure. Because I don't know where he went, but I hope he's where I want to be when this thing is all said and done.
Amen. Let's end it on that note, man.
Most definitely. Hey, you rocking with the Finished Works brand, man. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back.
Right after the first segment, here we are again.
Yo, Finished Works brand, Milk vs. Food podcast. Welcome back, man, to part two. I'm excited to be with y'all again, man. Thank y'all for supporting. God bless every single one of y'all, man. Word. Jay Collins, man. It's that time of year, man. I'm excited about the holiday seasons coming up.
Gotcha.
Thanksgiving, of course.
Gotcha.
And Christmas, man.
Merry Crimmel. Yeah.
Yeah, Merry
Crimmel. Yeah, you from the South. Shout out to my Southern people.
Southern, man. I definitely want to go down South, man, and have a Christmas. Me and my wife were speaking of doing some things after we paid our debt off, man, about maybe going, you know, I kind of want to go to a mountain range, man. You remember us going up, man, and watching that Christmas when they got robbed, I guess, for going skiing.
Yeah.
But they was at a cabin, man. I want to do the cabin thing, man. I want to ski. I want to do all of that, man, and just really have a lot of snow around me.
I do, too. I've always wanted to do that.
Indiana's been slipping, man. I'm not.
Yeah.
I would say it is global warming to an extent, man, because it was snow back when I was growing up, you know, decade and a half ago. It would actually snow in November.
You know what? I remember that because coming up from Georgia, we would come up here every Thanksgiving. You know how my family get down on Thanksgiving. It was snow. It was always snow. Always snow. And I was always underdressed because I was from Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta. So, I mean, I would have a coat, but I ain't, man, everybody else was in boots. I'm out here and I was rocking Grant Hills and, you know what I'm saying, sneakers.
Man, true story. And I know you remember this, man. Remember when I went and got the Dornbacher 6
in
Chicago?
Yeah.
Shout out to my man, Justin Madison, man.
Yeah.
This is when I was real heavy in the game of collect. This is my first time ever camping out, man, because if you heard us a few podcasts ago when we got on sneakers, we had connects, man, with certain managers, you know, in certain shoe spots in the city.
Yeah, we was plugged like a socket.
we was definitely plugged, man. But on this particular sneaker, I had to actually go to the Michigan.
Hold up. Explain the Dornbacher, though. Just to add some context.
Oh, it's a charitable shoe, man, that are done by kids with various diseases, cancer, of course. Yep. Jordan does this cool thing, man. It's a Dornbacher hospital. Is that in Oregon?
Or Portland somewhere? I actually don't know.
Or Seattle? I can't think like of the exact state, man. Forgive me for not having that information, man, but I know they do a charitable sneaker. They'll pick a group of kids, man, to do various sneakers of Nike, and they'll get to customize them personally.
And then all the proceeds
go to that cure.
Trying
to find the cure, man.
And we're talking about rare, exclusive, like, them kids, boy, they were hard. I mean,
highly sought after.
Yep, sought after. So keep that in mind. That shoe, go ahead, Courtney. That shoe was very highly sought after, though.
So this was at a time I was working at Foot Action in Greenwood Mall. They closed it down, but this is where I was working at. So my guy, Justin, man, was on them for a few months. He was like, yo, Doug, retro sick Dornbacher's coming out, man. I'm going to Chicago. I said, Jay, I'm going too. And this is, you know, I said, I got to go. So I'm moving into an apartment at the time, man, with my girlfriend. We in sin, of course. We just, you know, leaning on our own understanding. But we fast forward. I remember giving her my car. I said, hey, we finna meet Justin here. I'm finna hop in the car. I'm going to Chicago. I got to get this truck, move some stuff up here. But I'm finna go get these shoes.
I'm gonna go get these shoes.
So I get in the car, the police interceptor, because I end up buying the same car from Justin that I have now. We end up going to Chicago, man. And I'm on my point with just underdressing for the weather like you did coming up here from Georgia. Tell me why I had a white beater and I had a Coogi hoodie and some Mario pajamas from Walmart and some Hush Puppy house shoes from Payless, man.
That sounds so outrageous right now.
And I that's know what I would wear.
I know what you had on.
You know what I had on.
Yeah.
And my wife, one of the things my wife told me, she said, one of the things I love about you is you don't care what people think. I never really did, man. I would get dressed and have house shoes on. So
y'all know the Windy City is the Windy City. So
I didn't know. I said, you know, I'm thinking, oh man, we just gonna wait in the car. When it opened up, we're gonna walk in. Man, we pulled up to Windy City. It's already a line wrapped around the building. Justin was like, hey, come on, man, we gotta get out and wait. I said, bless you. I said, bro, we gotta get outside the car and stand in line. I said, Justin, man, you see what I got on? He said, man, I tried to tell you, bruh. Man, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm chattering teeth up until 7 o'clock that morning when it opened up, man. And I got the kicks. I got 3 pairs, man, because my brother AJ, man, he was with me.
Yeah, so you
I got the homie. I got one of our guys a pair of shoes.
Shout out to Dale. Dale,
shout out to my man Dale.
You were. I got. I'm gonna add on.
So after we get the shoes, we head back to Fort Wayne. I'm like, you gonna drop me off to Fort, right? Jesse said, yeah. Man, I felt like I was on an episode of Punk, man. He said, Court, man, I gotta go. I gotta be at a wedding at 5 o'clock. I can't take you to Fort Wayne. I'm like, bro, I got a truck rental in Fort Wayne to get this stuff so I can come back and finish moving.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
Gotta take me back to the fort. He said, I can't do it, Doug. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, all right, think. I get on the horn and call my man Dell up. I'm like, yo, Dell. I run the whole story to him. He's laughing the whole time. He said, man, I'm on my way. Shout out to my man Camaro Dell at the time. So him and his brother, man.
Camaro Dell.
My man Camaro Dell. I can't think which brother was with him, man.
Lamont.
But they got Lamont. I think Lamont probably was with him, man. They came and grabbed me, man, from Arby's, man, in some small city, bro, in the state of Indiana, man. Mm. And he takes me back to the city, man. Shout out to Dell. And I end up. Oh, and this is a side note. My manager was hating on me and Justin going to get these shoes because he couldn't get them. So the only way that I can get off to go get the shoes is if I went and got him a pair. So that's why my brother AJ was with me. So Dell and Marcus wore the same shoes. I said, man, skip Marcus. Yo, Dell.
Oh, yeah.
You coming to get me here. I got you a pair of door boxers, cuz. And I ran them sneakers to him, man, and just gave Marcus his money back out of my check or whatever, man. So he ended up getting the shoes because you got them too, Josh. Maybe a week later they had got a restock on them.
Yeah.
You got them too. So
I called him.
Yeah, you did.
And they were like, man.
But that was me underdressing, man, that one particular time, man, in the winter. But yeah, that's just
a quick story,
man. Go ahead.
Fam. If you would have went to that wedding dressed the way you was.
Yeah, that
would be hilarious. Yeah.
But he was going to drop me off, man, back. He was going to drop me off back at the house, man. But I like I said, I already had that U-Haul truck rented
the
day before we had, you know, from Nap. I called the fort and had that rented there because I knew I was going to make a trip there, man, because he said that he was going to drop me off, man. So I needed, and I had all my stuff in my mom's garage, man. My couch, TV, keys that my wife sold, man, when we was in Evansville. I needed them palm trees, but she sold them. I got all my stuff, man. I was like, shoot. So I panicked, man. So I needed to make that move. So
did you have house shoes on?
My priorities was way off.
Yeah, house shoes on?
Huh?
No. Right now? Then, in the story.
Yeah, I had the Airwalk on. The shoes that pay less, man. The Airwalk. Oh, that's what
crazy.
I had on, bro.
I love it.
And I used to get my socks from Spencer's at the mall, man, or Journeys.
Yeah.
You know, I had on some all red and white striped socks, man, underneath the Hush Puppies with the Mario pajamas, white or tank top. With the Coogee hoodie
man,
on,
that's
man.
Crazy.
With the wave cap on, too. I had braids at the time, though. But I had those wrapped up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, I was
How long
freezing,
did you
man.
Have to wait in line?
I waited in line. We got there about 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Ooh.
9.
Ooh.
10 hours, bro.
Ooh.
In the Windy City, bro. Yeah,
man.
Nose running. I didn't get
Thank
sick.
God.
Man. Praise
oh.
God, man. That wind was eating me.
Lips
up,
feel
man.
Like sandpaper. Oh my, I know your lips are jacked.
Yeah, that wind was eating.
Ooh,
man, bro, I had my face tucked in the hoodie, man.
Ooh, man, I mess around with a bought somebody hoodie off. I mean. So I would have bought somebody coats.
I was looking clumsy, but I didn't have my, like I said, my priorities was messed up because I had enough money for the rental to get my shoes and some gas money to give him. I was like, man, my priorities were shot. Oh, I was special.
Everything old
then.
Is new again because those shoes coming back out.
Like, I know, man. I'm mad. And I ended up selling them shoes, but I got a good, I got like six pair of phone posits for that
one. Yeah, I said you did the right thing because you probably won't get them. Yeah. That was probably the best one, man. That's a good little sneaker story.
Yeah, that's when we was on it, man.
For sure.
You know, so suffice it to say, man, Christmas is coming back up. Shout out to you, man, for rocking the Pharrell kicks, man, on the past one, man. You felt that was a hey. You
need what to you
a lot of people don't know that about you, man. Like for us, man, I can talk cash trash to you, man, and I'd be like, yo, Josh, I'm finna be waving on you, like for your wedding, man. And now you cheated because X let you use his crown, bro.
No, it wasn't I didn't get to use the crown, bro, so much, but I got that Diane off of X. And that's what did it.
See, me, I had a generic brush. I had the generic. I had the wackers brush, man. So but quiet as hell. You use when people talk trash to you as motivation. You don't say nothing. You just pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, that is me.
That's you, man. I said, good. I didn't know you had those, man. The human races? I didn't know. I didn't
they
know.
They kind of just fell in my lap, man. They didn't sell, and then they sold out. Like, it was weird. They didn't. They would put it like this. They were sitting for, like, a few weeks, and then I don't know. Then they sold out. I don't know if Adidas dropped the ball on, like, the marketing. It was weird because Levi got them too. Like, we both, Levi hit me up. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get on right now. I was like, got them, and then they was gone. But yeah, it was a weird release, man. They sat, bro. They sat.
And I'm gonna say this though, man, and I want you to jump in on this though. I think Pharrell is gonna take over Kanye West's spot.
I've been avoiding Kanye. And I really don't want to go in deep to him, man. Cause I
know. I'm just saying for the sake.
No. I'm with you. I agree. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel you. I'm with you. I agree.
But do you think?
Because
I'm coming back
nice.
At you with this question. Do you think that this generation sneakerheads are confused like the squirrels? Like, they don't know
check
what
out the first
what the
segment.
Ball or not, or what the cop. Yeah, check out the first segment.
Because
they kind of confused.
I think this generation, man, this sneakerhead era, the hype beast thing is real. Because it's about. Because, like. Quiet as kept, reselling is to me on the decline. Like, you just ain't making that much money like you once were. Like, you know, you used to be able to. I put it like this, I just know people that quit their jobs and started reselling sneakers, but you can't really do that no more. So and I'm saying all that because people were just getting shoes because it was a Yeezy for 600 or this and that. And now, you know, with Pharrell and Ye and, you know, ASICS, quiet as kept, ASICS is still killing it. I just saw something that dropped today.
Yeah.
And they sold out.
New Balance, too.
You know, nobody, it's weird. Like, the people are not wearing those, even though those shoes are selling out. But, like, the mainstream shoes people are getting because they know those are, like, the top guns. So, I don't think they're confused, man. I think they're just going for whatever is hot and not what they like. You know what I mean? And that was different. You know, we had some J's, but like, I'm gonna pull something on you. Remember the Seamless Forces? You know, we got stuff that we like, and I want to say us like and put it like we was doing it the best. I'm saying like us as like our age group, our peers. You know, we got.
Yeah, it was a small pocket of us, man, that, okay, yeah, you wearing Jordans, but you ain't got these. Like one of my favorite Wayne tracks, man, when we used to really listen to Wayne back, you know, in our secular times, man, was off the Carter 1, Cash Money Millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
One of my favorite verses was, and they love it how I come out with the gear, these jacket, you know, this jacket, these shoes don't come out this year. So it was clutch for us to go in and pull out a Brisk Blue 3 or a Chambray 7, or
Seamless Force,
the Raptor Savage.
Seamless Force,
you know, remember the Countdown Pack, the Seamless Forces, the See Through. Remember, oh, I mean, man, you had the Ronald D. Hoes, bro. You had those Air Forces. You like the only one in the state with those, man.
Because I got them early, man, and I don't know if it was the state, but we're gonna say it was just for the podcast.
You're gonna say it's the state. I would say it was the state.
I went to the expo.
He was the first.
Yeah, I got them. I got like a month and some change early. The real boys too. I had a little plug.
Yeah. Oh, you came through on.
See, dude, that's it. Hold on, I'm gonna get off and get back on the topic. When those shoes came in the mail, this is when like you really didn't get a tracking. Yo, you ordered something, they just came.
Oh, you was paranoid.
Oh my goodness, it just came, bro. It just came. Like, you, man, it could be a week. It could be 2 weeks, you just pop up, it's there, man. So you had to be, I'm saying, like, we was a little more patient. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's funny, because on the first segment, we was talking about raccoons. There's one right in front of my car, because I do the podcast in a car, like, across the street. That's why if you listen to me talk, and I'm kind of stumbling over my words, man. I kid you not. Look, I should try to get a picture, man, for the, no, I was going to run away if I do that. But I'm a runaway. But yeah, that's why I'm fumbling over my words. But yeah, man, like we weren't on track. We was a little more patient in that era, man. We had to be, cause we get on. Right. You know, you would get on 23s back.
Pick your shoes
and
back when they had the Jordan account.
Yeah, that's crazy. For they don't, cause they
okay.
Woo, like they was getting heat. Yeah. He like.
That's where I got the Brist Blues and some of the other kicks, man. The Sport Red ones that I haven't seen anybody with. Yeah, they lost their Jordan license.
That was it. Like that. That was the number one website. Like you can depend on them to get something that was not in your state. Like that was not. It was because you know certain Jordans came out at certain locations. Certain you know select spots in the United States, man, and
East Bay has some
East heat. Bay
remember
always
those cool gray threes.
Man, East Bay always had heat. East Bay and Pick Your Shoes were always dependable. But like I would go as far as say PickYourShoes.com was probably one of the first people
at the time
yep. and they was like one of the first that was reselling sneakers. Cause like remember like,
I didn't
know.
Yeah,
man, you weren't about to. Remember, you didn't buy if it cost $150. You probably paid $200 or something like that. Think about your Brist Blues. Cause I remember I tried to get those. That didn't have my size, and I remember the price. They won the $135.
I paid like $241 for mine.
Yeah. So that was the first time I seen like a website doing that, you know, pretty much like a Flight Club, and it's another spot I can't think of, but you know what I mean? Like that was the first online store that I seen do that. So, and they still get heat. They just ain't getting that Jordan heat. Like they be coming through with the Saucony's, like for real. So yeah, man. I think social media just plays here's the thing, man. And I'm in between about this. This is just my own thoughts. I kind of like it when things was like a little spaced out. And what I mean by that, like you can look at someone and be like, "Oh, he ain't from here. Why? Oh, he cuz he rocking, you know what I mean? If you was in Detroit, you was rocking what they was rocking. Rockports or using like certain parts of Georgia. They was rocking Reeboks or, you know, you came up to the like, you know what I mean? You knew, you know, East Coast dude, by the way, he's dressed, New York this, Timbo's on his feet. Like you knew West Coast cats.
Even with the Glass City, man, when Levi and Mike came through with the overalls,
which
man,
was crazy.
Which was crazy. Yep. And that's like 2 hours away, man, but they had their own style and they rocked it. I'm like, okay.
Yep. And I remember that.
But it was rock for it.
Yeah, so that's a man. I kind of like that because it showed everyone's individuality. Now everything is just everybody doing the same. Like everything is like
there's no exclusivity now, man. There's so many releases being overpopulated now. Everybody can get the same kick, man, and that's kind of hurting the resellers a little bit too because now you got other forums and other mediums are getting kicks now, man, at a decent price. StockX. Is a main one too.
So I guess I would say that we say all that to say one like be you and don't conform and try to look like who's like
everybody else.
Yeah,
man.
Or who's the top guy? You know what I mean? Or right. When I say top guy, like the guy that might got the most sneakers, or you know, it could be a you know some celebrity man that. Is known for, you know, kicks, and that's what you're trying to get and wear. Like, be you, rock Vans. Shout out to the Vans. I like Vans too.
Right. Asics, yeah, Converse, man, like, all of that. Be man. You. Like, quick story, man. Like, when I was at Hardy, man, like I said, my mom stood on the principle where she didn't reward bad behavior. Now, even if the faucet was turned all the way up and the water was sprouting out, that's when you was doing good. Your grades was good. You know, she didn't have to tell me to do things, and that's without her telling me. But that faucet was shut halfway off or almost to being off. So I'm getting drips of what I could be getting. So I remember, okay, well, if you're not going to buy me the mics or whatever, I was rocking Converse Weapons, and I made it my own. And then I got validated because I had put the outfit together. I had the American Weapons, Converse Weapons, with the Atlanta Braves satin Letterman's jacket. So I was able to rock that fit. And then when I seen 50 Cent rock it in the Langster video, I said, oh, he got those on now. So now everybody started rocking Weapons, but I've been on them, though. You know what I mean? So with me, I made that my own until I got to a position to cop what I really wanted to rock, which were mics. Now I'm a phone positive guy, but like you said, man, suffice it to say, be you, rock your own kicks, make it your own style, and now you ain't got to conform, man. It's just be you. And also, too, another caveat, just because a person has 200 shoes doesn't make them a collector, or it does make them a collector, but it doesn't mean that their collection is exclusive. You can have 10 pairs of the most sought-after shoes, and that makes you a bigger collector than anybody. It's kind of like the wood. When Mike got Felicia's number and Roland and Slim got 10 numbers in there, but it was that one number that beat out everybody's. You know, they was like, man, Big Mike,
you win.
And that's what I put on that caption when you had on the human race. I was like, man, you win, Big Mike. Because I know, I don't know too many people that got the human races besides you and Levi.
Yeah, well, now I probably didn't. You tell I was thinking Lee Sneaky. I just slipped, but yeah. But and one more thing too, man. Don't go broke for no sneakers, man. Let me say that. Don't go, man.
Get bargains.
Flip. Like I don't flip other sneakers. Pretty much what you did, man. You flipped a pair of sneakers and got six. I don't do that. Yeah. You know, I never got six. That's incredible. But
I got six phones, and like my wife would tell you. I'm stuck on phone. Like me, you, and you know this about me, man. I always stuck with one shoe. You know, if it was Mike's, it was just strictly Mike's. Now it's just strictly foams, and then whatever you may bless me with, man, whenever you and I link up. But it's always foams. So I think my next five pair of foams I'm a cop is probably going to be the metallic reds, the anniversary
metallic
royals,
nice.
The 20-year joints. I'm getting the coppers. I'm getting the eggplant. Shout out to my man Ty. I tried to get those off of him, but they did re-retro. And then it's another. I want to get the Paranorms, man, but those are hard to get. And I do want a pair of Nike Air Mags, man. I want the space shoe, the Back to the Future.
I seen those at a SpeakerCon. Those things is outrageous. Like The pictures don't do justice, yeah. man. Like that, you feel like Marty McFly for real. I ain't put them on.
I know.
Just seen them. I'm like, wow, it's straight nostalgia.
Man, I know what I would wear with those.
Do
man.
You?
I know. I already got my outfit planned out. I'm talking about like first day of school, middle school, when you got the shirt on top of the pants with the shoes at the bottom, and you stare at the outfit until the next day. Like, oh, I'm a killer, man. It's a wrap. I'm at the bus stop, teasing, practicing my facial expressions in the mirror. It's for you pretty boys out there. You already know. Making sure you did, like, you pretend to dab everybody up when you see them. Because you just anticipate you're going to be that fly.
That's a, that's not now. That's another segment I want to get. Because I'll be messing with the dudes at the high school. I took a picture of one of my guys. Yeah. After the football game, he had his shirt off, his pads off and stuff, and he flexed. And the other dude, it was another dude, was like, man, why you flexing for? And I got mad at the dude. I said, man, you acting like you don't flex in them Instagram videos you be in. And he got quiet. And I was like, that's a segment for the podcast. That, like,
and I know what to call it.
Oh,
I
say,
know what to call that
say, yo, that's gonna be a, that's gonna, let's do that, man. Next time, next week, let's get on that stuff we do.
Until next time on that one, man.
Dudes do some crazy, girls do too. We ain't gonna leave y'all out, but dudes do some crazy stuff. I don't did some crazy. We all don't did it, but now it's out of control. But yeah, man.
So, man, other than that, man, you know, my final thoughts. The holidays are coming up. I'm excited, man, what I'm going to get my boys. If you listen to this and you mid-age and you my age, if you got kids, man, take care of them first and your family before you do anything for yourself. Don't let your feet become an idol, number one, where you spend more on your feet than you do the ones that you birthed into this world and you raising. Take care of them first, and then within means and budget and planning, go cop you something for yourself. Sneakers, shirts, whatever the case may be.
And we say that from experience.
Get yourself out of debt and budget. Yeah, from experience, man, because I like the stuff, but I don't love it. I love the creator, not the creation.
And I try to, if we want to get out of hand behind the scenes, and you know this, Courtney, I'll give them away. I'll ride around the city with them in my trunk. See somebody in the corner, and I'll give them away. Because just so I won't grow attached. And I'll be trying to make that my thing when I'm out and about, especially at the high school. And I don't did that behind the scenes at the high school too, man. You know, seeing a kid with some holes in his shoes, and, hey, take these. They ain't got to tell nobody. That's between us. You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, I just because I don't want to be that attached. I just like the art. I like design. I wish I can design my own human race art shoe, like, for real. Not, I know you can design them on like Nike and Adidas, but like, you know, you limit it, man. You get like five colors and, you know, two types of material. I'm talking about, I really want to design. I just want to design my own shoe. I look at them like art pieces, man. I do.
Exactly. Same, man.
So yeah, man. I ain't going to take too much time, though, man. We just want to thank y'all. Like Courtney said at the beginning of this segment, man, I hope God blesses everyone. Hope y'all have a wonderful night. Kiss your loved ones.
Yeah, a wonderful week.
Wonderful week. Yeah, thank you for the correction. Wonderful week. You know, kiss your loved ones. Hug them. Tell them you love them. And I think it's safe to say, man, especially after this first segment, seek peace and try to resolve with everyone, man. Because you never know. You don't want that on you. Resolve with everyone.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Exactly. I think the word says, man, you know, never, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Yeah. So, you know, you make it right that day. Don't wait till tomorrow or the day after, because tomorrow is definitely not promised to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, we praise God for every breath that we take. Thank you, Lord, you know, and God bless every single one of y'all, man. And until then, on the next podcast, man, this is the Finished Works.
Peace out.
Peace.